Today on my Fix It Up Life.
Strap your boots on. We're jumping into the world of upcycle and turning that other guy's trash into our family's treasure.
With the help from Junk Masters Amy and Jolie Sykes from HGTV's Junk Gypsies and Endless Yard Sale, we talk about how to discover that unloaded treasure.
We find out how to channel your inner junk finder, the best flea markets in the United States, and how you know you found something worth remaking.
We find out about their junk finding instinct. Can it be taught or junk hunting again?
Pauline Henderson from My Altered State shares her tips for thrifting, picking, and hunting for the perfect find. Plus, we talk reclaimed, rustic, and creative home decor projects.
It's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. You're inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And today we are talking upcycling, which is one of my absolute favorite things.
You are so inspired whenever you see a project that takes something that wasn't going to last and gives it a new life.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been, it's trendy right now, upcycling. And there's so many people that are using pallets and mason jars, and all kinds of things to upcycle them into things, furniture and lights and all kinds of things. But upcycling has been something that's been around for as long as people have been around. People have been upcycling, recycling, reusing packaging when packaging was developed hundreds of years ago. And, you know, trying to figure out new uses for. I mean, that's where, like, the ladder-back chair came from. People actually use ladders to make chairs. You know, they use things that were sort of broken-ish to make new things. And then...
then they've created an entirely new style, new utility.
No, but the thing is that once everything was being mass-produced and, like, you know, we could get our trash picked up, that was something that your town or, you know, wherever you lived would pay for trash pickup. Once trash pickup was something that happened, people stopped reusing things, stopped upcycling things. And now because we're all hugging our planet again and understanding that, you know, we can't just keep throwing all of our stuff away and we don't have places to store all of our things, that upcycling is something that really is, like, trendy and awesome again. People are hugging all of their old things and sharing them at flea markets and all over the place. And so I'm inspired by all of the unique uses that you guys are creating that I'm seeing on Pinterest and Instagram. And one of the really exciting things that I like seeing is the light kits. And light kits, you can get them at IKEA for like $5 and literally make anything that's not flammable into a light. And I'm talking, you guys are making things like globe lights, you're making wine bottle lights, you're making bird cage lights, bundt cake pans you made, Mark.
Like at the Krylon Color Master Challenge that
and,
we did
you know,
that.
And mason jar lights, indoor and outdoor. I've seen, and just in our town, we have a neighbor who has mason jar lights on their porch, and one of the new restaurants in our town has mason jar lighting inside, too. Like, it's such a trendy thing, and it's inspiring to be able to see all of these new uses. And the thing is, too, is that, you know, you're using things that you wouldn't predict to be a light. Now people are using lights and light bulbs and creating new things out of those lights because they're making lights out of things you wouldn't think. Now, have you seen people use lights to make planters, light fixtures?
No, but you know what I have seen?
What?
People reuse old-fashioned wood television boxes. Not boxes, but remember when a TV used to be like a piece of woodworking magic? Well, you know, the dials and all the old things, they take all the guts out, and it leaves you with this beautiful box. I've seen people make places for their pets. I've seen them make them into fish tanks, turn them into all kinds of stuff that are just beautiful, and you get rid of the things that don't work, TV that doesn't, like, even know what cable is.
But the fun thing, too, about something like that, because you're taking an older piece of wood, and it's probably not in the best shape, too. And you can take something like that or another, like a chandelier or something else that's kind of unexpected, and paint it a vibrant color, like a red or a blue or a green or a pink. And one thing that is really fun to do is sort of making a grouping of objects that sort of aren't like each other, but painting them the same color, and it makes them all go. And it kind of, it can create a really special moment in a room, like a playroom or family room, or even in your garden, hanging a couple of like little chandeliers or light fixtures that you've spray painted, like bright red or bright pink or yellow even. And I think it's just a, sort of like a gorgeous little moment.
I love how excited you get when you're just, I can see the waves crashing in your mind, and it's so fun to watch.
Well, thank you. And I am inspired by everything, and some people ask, you know, where do you get your inspiration? That's a question that we ask a lot of designers that join us on My Fix It Up Life, and I get asked that a lot. Mark, you get asked that, you know, where do you get inspired? And you get inspired by life. I mean, I get inspired by a crack in the sidewalk. I get inspired by, you know, gorgeous room that I see either visiting or online. People are pinning things on Pinterest or Instagram, photos from around the world. But it can be absolutely anything. And literally you can take almost anything and make something out of it. And that's the whole journey of upcycling. And I'm so excited we're talking about it today. And we have some awesome guests that we're talking to. We're talking to the Junk Gypsies from HGTV. And we're also talking to a new friend of ours that we're connecting with online and has awesome projects on My Altered State.
Pauline Henderson.
Yes. And we're going to find out where they get their, where they find their finds and what they do with them coming up next.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Spend a long time going nowhere. Yeah, I know I've been standing still. I promise you a change, and I swear that I'm messy. Honey, I swear that I never will.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I am taking out the trash.
You're taking out the trash?
I'm junking it out, man.
But you know, one man's trash is another man or woman's treasure.
That's right.
Yes. And I can find treasure pretty much everywhere, which is infuriating to you because I'm always looking at stuff saying, I could make this with that. I could make over this. I could do that. And you're like, can you just get rid of it because it's just too much stuff?
Or holding on to stuff. And yeah. I am also the self-elected dumpster captain of the house and would happily empty most of it out.
But we have some friends that we follow on Twitter, the Junk Gypsies, and they're always making over treasures. And they're on the phone right now. And so I think they might have my back a little bit.
Amy and Jolie Sykes, do you have her back or what?
For sure. Oh, my gosh. But yours, too. We never throw anything away. It's like, it's a real illness.
It can be an illness to not throw things away. And I am totally, I have that illness. I am just like, I need to be helped a little bit because I don't have a lot of places to store everything, so I have to be creative with the things that we keep and to try to make over them fast so that my husband doesn't say, well, you haven't touched that thing in years. We shouldn't have that anymore.
Oh, wait, so he throws things away.
Yes, he wants me to get rid of my stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes,
that's not good.
I'm Captain Throwout.
Teresa, we totally have your back. I mean, we are slightly addicted to junk. I mean, we definitely need a Junkers Anonymous hotline. But we like to consider that we're just preserving junk, and we're actually doing, you know, like good for the earth, and we're preserving it and giving it, we recycle it and repurpose it into something great in our home, and we consider it like a junk sanctuary.
We find excuses for our addiction.
We can justify anything.
Right.
That is the mark of actually a skilled junkie. I guess.
You're junkies.
I considered not saying it, and then I thought, wait, that would be a good decision, so I'll make the bad one and go ahead and say it.
Well, me changing the subject is, okay, so for everybody listening, and you guys are the junk experts. You travel around, you go to all different kinds of flea markets and garage sales and everything, and, you know, people watch you on HGTV and GAC, and I'm curious, somebody's going out there trying to figure out where to go to find really awesome junk. Like, what's like sort of a three-step approach to like being awesome like you guys?
Well, I like the way that question started out. You know what? For us, it's like we leave no stone unturned when it comes to junk. And, of course, our first and foremost, the love of our lives is the flea market. And that's a place where you can find just about anything and everything. And, of course, here in Round Top, Texas, we have Texas Antiques Week, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, flea market in the nation. And it's just treasures everywhere you look. So that's our favorite flea market. And then, but, I mean, there's garage sales and thrift stores and Goodwills. And there's the curbside on Big Trash Day, you know, we've been known to, you know, put anything in our car at any time.
I think a big rule of being successful at junking is perseverance, because it's not like Macy's, and you know, you're going to walk in, you're going to find this shirt, you're going to find that skirt or whatever. I mean, you never know what you're going to find. Sometimes you're going to come out empty-handed, but sometimes you're really going to hit a big score. So you just but that's what's so fun about it, is it's so unpredictable, and you never know what you're going to find. So I really think you have to just kind of keep trying and keep looking, and sooner or later you're going to find something great.
Well, so how much of it then in your junk search and your trash treasure search is it the item, like the bones of the item, and then how much of it for you guys ends up being your vision? Like you see this and you're like, oh man, it could be that.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think we see anything as it is, hardly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that both of those things, I mean, you know, we always look at the bones of something and where, you know, how it could be functional in another way. But, yeah, I mean, it's sad. We can look at almost anything and think of something else to do with it. And bless our dad's heart, because he's been involved with us and our mom for all these years. And we always go, oh, that's a really great guitar, but it's missing the back, and could it be a disco ball, a disco ball on the ceiling, or, I mean, whatever, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, we look at the form and the function, and then we look at the could be the dreamer part of it.
What has been, for each of you, sort of the biggest transition from it was this, but it became that?
Ooh.
The craziest.
Oh my gosh, we've done so much of that
reaper
stuff. It's hard to even think of one. I mean, I liked when we did Dirk Bentley's Airstream. One of my favorite personal things that we've ever done is we took the we had the parts of a grand piano, and the place where the pedals are. I don't know what the technical name for that is, but it was beautiful and all carved and just gorgeous. And
very, very ornate,
and it still had the pedals on it. And we turned that into a leg for his. It's like a table and like a little booth thing in the Airstream. We turned it into the leg for the table, and it was like, you know, you've never seen a table leg like that before. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, and one of my favorite ones probably was during the episodes. Also, I really liked when we used the tailgate of a truck and transform it into like a desk. for a little boy's room. I just thought it was so functional and very classic and timeless. I think it had no age to it. It could be for a little boy. It could be for a college kid.
And is that part of it for you guys, like the agelessness of the stuff that's old?
Yeah.
I mean, we love things that, you know, we feel like have a story and you can envision where they've been before they were, you know, in our hands. And then also I think the fact that then it lives on to live another life. It doesn't just get thrown in the dumpster. So, yeah, that's huge for us.
Now, there's been a sort of surge lately in people being more interested in reusing, you know, crates or mason jars or whatever the things are that are really easy to find and reuse. And it's been something that people used to do hundreds of years ago, is to reuse everything. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen someone reuse a pallet to make something. And you guys are
right.
A completely different level of that. Does that kind of make you guys smile a little bit to see, you know, everybody else sort of doing a little bit of what you're doing?
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, and you know what's funny is we're continually inspired by the creativity of people. I mean, every day we're seeing something that, oh, my God, what a cool idea, you know. So it's like, I mean, you can take just about anything and make something out of it. So, the whole DIY craze is pretty cool.
We're going to take this and turn it into a break.
We are, so you have to go to gypsyville.com, check out their awesome gear, because there's a pair of red crimson boots there that I want to get that you should buy me, darling. And you have to follow them on Twitter at Junk Gypsy, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fypon.com.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonson.com for all the answers to your window questions.
What a perfect day to play left right there. Kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are talking about an upcycled house. How to make things better than they were before and maybe give things a second life.
I love that because I'm always inspired by everything. And it always makes me so sad on trash day when I see people putting out all of their things on the sidewalk where we live. And like things that I know that could be made into something beautiful for someone else's house, but it's just sort of languishing on the sidewalk. And there are people that drive around and pick them too. So I'm happy when I see that they're being picked up by other people.
And I have a similar feeling. I mean, I see those things too, but I'll see an old building, a derelict garage, or whatever, and all the wood boards have fallen out of it and need rescuing, and there they sit.
Well, I think that we have a like-minded soul on the phone right now. Pauline, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Well, we are so excited to talk to you because we tweet with you a lot, and you're on Facebook, My Altered State, My Altered State Etsy on Facebook, and we follow you on Twitter, and you're always doing awesome projects with salvaged wood, and salvaged wood is like one of my husband Mark's absolute favorite things. If someone's making something out of it, he's looking at it.
Oh, your Facebook page, Pauline Henderson, is I took too long looking at it because I had to go back. I had to keep going back. And I guess my first question is, now that I'm so happy, is what inspires your projects?
Actually, the wood or the piece that is begging to be worked on actually inspires. I kind of start backwards and get the materials first, and then I'm thinking, what can this be? So it's more like I can't let anything go to waste, and so everything can be something. So that's where I start. I tend to see things as a blow-apart diagram in my head. Can I use the hardware on this? Can I use the legs of this? Or if it's not good as a whole, there's got to be some kind of element to it that I can use in a different way.
Wow. I have about 10 more questions, but I'll only ask one.
It's kind of hard to answer 10 questions
yeah.
at once, dear.
Get ready. You might want to get a pen.
Yeah.
Or just write this down. No. Where do you find or look for the elements that you make your projects out of?
Well, I grew up in a small town. My parents still live there, so it always helps to have contacts in places like this, but a lot of the materials I've come across have been given to me by my friends, my neighbors. There's just always someone getting rid or not wanting, or people that just want something to be something better. If you get the word out and let people know that you are looking for things like this, it sometimes finds its way to you and you don't really have to hunt as much. But there's nothing like going out and looking and going on long drives if you're able to. That's always great too. But
it sounds like the universe is sort of revolving around you now that you've sort of put it out there that this is what you do. And I can imagine that friends sort of, or do they drop things off at your house and say, I can't find a use for this, but I bet you can?
Yeah, I get that a lot. and I'm very grateful for it. And my husband has been very, very respectful of my space. We do not park our cars in the garage, and he does not complain, so I'm very grateful for that. But I do get a lot of things that way, and usually they're not asking for it back, but they just kind of want to see things go on and live on. And I've gotten some family heirlooms before. I'm always hesitant when it's an antique or something really kind of neat, and I try to see what it can be with the least amount of messing with, you know. And if I know someone that's looking for something, I'll pass it on. But I do have very good friends, and it's taken a few years, but I've built up a good network. But like I said, there's nothing like going out and picking this stuff up out of, you know, fields, or actually pulling apart a barn that someone needs pulled down. There are a lot of people that will actually advertise for help in taking down outbuildings and stuff like that.
Wow, that is so cool. And I have to say that it's unusual, because I hear from friends and other women that they can't park their car in the garage because of their husband, because they're either like car tinkerers, or they have a workshop, or whatever project that they're working on in the garage. And to have it be reversed, and your husband is the one who says, I can't park my car in the garage because of your workshop, I have to say, yeah, that is awesome. I am so excited to hear that. And does he ever get involved in your projects?
He does every now and then. He's kind of influenced a few of my football-related pieces that I've done for BYU and the University of Utah. It is really neat that he's so nice about the garage, but he does have an entire office upstairs and my son's bedroom overflowing with sports memorabilia. So, I mean, it's kind of even, kind of. But he does his fair share of hobby loving, so we keep it balanced.
Oh, well, that's great. And while we're talking about the shop, and by the way, rah-rah girl power.
Yeah.
I want to jump in on that.
I think it's awesome. I mean, girls are always asking, how do I get started? And hello, she got started without really any help from the boys.
Well, what I want to get to is the tools.
All right.
I love talking
tools.
Like, what do you have? What do you use? What is your favorite? That kind of thing.
Oh, well, I love Dremel. They have a line of things that help me with my detailed things, like the rotary. I use the rotary, the oscillating, and I use the Saw Max. And I think it was the Multimax, yeah. Because I could do little detailed things, and honestly, I can take them in the house when I don't want to be out. Yeah, I have a shop in the house, too. But I'll take them in the house, and I'll work with do the little detailed things. So I love Dremel. I love using my Gorilla Glue because the wood that I use is all porous and cracked and old, and so I needed glue to do what Gorilla Glue does, and that's kind of foam up and grab inside the crevices of the wood. So I love that stuff. I started using a Craig jig, and that's totally blown my mind. I'm kind of embarrassed that it took me this long to find a Craig jig, but I love my Craig jig. And I recently got an edge sander, which helps on evening out some of the boards I'm using because they're not, I don't know why, but weather and sunshine and all that makes stuff not so flat anymore, straight. I do not save up to buy shoes. That's the truth. I save up to buy tools, and I swear I did not see myself doing this, but growing up, my dad, he did all this. I watched it happen. I didn't realize I'd be actually doing it, but when it all came down to a coffee table, no one was going to do it for me. I just decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. And then that's where it all started.
Well, you, Pauline Henderson, have us powered up.
Yeah.
So if you want to get powered up, get dialed in on some girl power, see some awesome projects, find her at Twitter at TA Girl Pauline. Look for her on Facebook at My Altered State Etsy, and follow us into a break.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Play.
Even though it was a fine print flow, bag to pack, heading got lost, the story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees, baby. Keep this together.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Slam, slam, slam.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Initial top into a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait.